Welcome back to another Mega Minute with MegaCode, a minicast on all things Holy Paladin. This week, Holy Power and its use. Holy Power is a Paladin resource mechanic, which works similar to combo points like the Rogue's combo points system. Holy Power can be gained through certain spells such as Holy Shock and Crusader Strike. If you grab the talent Tower of Radiance in the Holy Tree, it allows you to generate Holy Power when casting spells like Flash of Light and Divine Light on your beacon target, or on use of Holy Radiance. Another talent in the Holy Tree, Blessed Life, helps to generate Holy Power whenever you take direct damage, but finds its use only on certain boss fights. It decays over time unless in combat. Holy Power can be built up to 3 stacks, which I recommend you do. The more stacks you have, the bigger your punch. Now why am I building up Holy Power, you ask? Holy Power allows you to use your 2 mana free heals, Word of Glory and Light of Dawn. They're 2 great healing spells which also help to conserve mana, since they are free. Word of Glory is an instant cast healing spell, which consumes all Holy Power to heal a friendly target for a certain amount per charge of Holy Power. Great for a decent single target heal in both PvE and especially PvP, since you can cast it while moving. Light of Dawn is an instant cast healing spell which consumes all Holy Power to send a wave of healing energy before you, healing up to 6 of the most injured targets in your party or raid within a 30-yard frontal cone for a certain amount per charge of Holy Power. In PvE, it makes for some great raid healing when used in conjunction with Holy Radiance while people are grouped up in front of you. Personally, I don't find it too useful in PvP, since it really gets its full healing potential when grouped up, which you won't find too often in BGs or arenas. This completes this week's Mega Minute. You can reach me on Twitter at MegaCode, or come check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.